If you live in the Chicago area and you're interested in square dancing, there are many clubs you might join. When commentator Anjali Premlani wants to go dancing, she hooks up with a club called the Chi-Town Squares.
My friend Michael is a little passionate about square dancing.
Everyone up on the floor, find a partner.
I wouldn't go so far as to say he proselytizes. But I will say that if you know Michael and you can walk, sooner or later you will find yourself at Ebenezer Lutheran Church, puzzling your way through your first right and left through.
Chain down the line.
But I'm happy to say Michael is gay. And let's just say this is not your mama's style of square dancing.
Double pass through. Track two. Rock, rock, woody, woody. AC-doocy.
Gay square dancing is based on the standard square dancing moves, but is more energetic and requires a bit more thought. The gay clubs add what is called styling, a series of extra moves and smart comments that add a little, well, style.
Element left, and right and left, grand, grand, right and left.
Chi-Town Squares is a gay square dancing club. I mostly date men, so I know this is no way to catch a man. It's not even a way to catch a woman. Occasionally, I get insecure about this and stay away.
Boys trade. You're together. Girls trade.
One day, I noticed a large number of older folk at a dance. Some of the ladies wore crinolines and the men wore bolo ties. Strangely enough, they were trying to style.
Spin, chain, and exchange the gears. Which girl is leading it out? Hold up your hand.
Anjali, it's you.
They had come into town from the straight clubs in suburban towns like Arlington Heights and Midlothian. Driving into Chicago on a weeknight involves dangers untold and hardships unnumbered, and parking means real dedication. They were a bit shy, but really friendly. I thought it was a special event, some kind of exchange student thing. No, said the Chi-Town guys, who were pleased, if bewildered. They just started showing up one day. And we don't really know why.
We've got punch and we've got water.
I sat down next to a group of the straight dancers during a break and overheard one lady say, "So do you think they're born this way?" "They must be," said another lady. "I mean, there but for the grace of God, any of our kids could have been gay." And then they laughed good-naturedly about a friend who would be shocked to see them there.
Boys, remember to stop at home.
Gay square dancing is comfort food to me. A haven from the pressures of dating. For them, it was a great adventure. The Chi-Town guys are pleased, if a little bewildered. For years, they weren't welcome at the straight clubs. Now the presence of our visitors means they have to brave the suburbs and return the favor. They're a little in awe of the warm reception, almost afraid to be excited about it. But then square dancing brings together people with similar minds. The gay clubs keep square dancing innovative and young, and the straight clubs have a rich tradition to pass on. It was inevitable that these two groups come together, trekking through miles and the weather and the hideous traffic, weaving the ring and learning to style.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Anjali Premlani lives in Chicago.
Music inspired by cartoons. That's next on All Things Considered.